Nana's house. For a week each summer, Sister and I lived at Nana's house, in a bedroom with textured wallpaper and a porthole window, and watched a cathode television without a remote. We weren't allowed to take baths with the door closed, or come to the breakfast table in our pajamas. Nana shuffled all day in her quilted house coat, her hands trembling at its frilly cuffs. On Thursday afternoon, we drove to the salon to get her permanent, and then we ate dinner at a fast food restaurant where she cut up her hamburger with a fork and a knife. Her teeth were spotted brown from scarlet fever. One night, when Sister became inconsolable, Nana gave her first a teaspoon of cough syrup, then a doll that was so old its eyes had been rubbed off. Alone, we put our ears to the doll's mouth and listened.